Good morning and welcome back to the Christian Soldier Podcast. I'm your host, Robert Spurbeck. Thank you for joining us for the third episode of Season 2 of the Christian Soldier Podcast, and we have been looking at the heart. We did a little bit of an introductory episode a couple weeks ago, and we started getting into it, what the heart really is, and we're going to do a bit of a series here, because the heart is essential. It is essential for fighting the fight of faith, for we're in a battle every single day. We fight against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, which physically we cannot defeat, but with the power of God and His Holy Spirit, we can. And so that's what we're going to be looking at. Last week, we looked at protecting our heart, why it's so important to protect our heart, that we shouldn't just not be concerned with what comes into our life and what affects our heart, but we need to be wise and we need to be discerning. And this morning, we're going to be looking at a Psalm of David. We're going to be looking at a Psalm that is so important for us to understand, Psalm 57. It's only 11 verses long. We're going to look at some of the verses here. But we're going to look at having a fixed heart, or a heart that is settled, that is committed, that is not going to be moved with distraction, that is not going to be moved due to adversity, a heart that is not going to change its position towards God, towards loving God, towards having faith and trusting God, no matter the circumstances. And Psalm 57 is a Psalm of David. Now, interesting, the circumstances of this psalm are that David was fleeing from Saul. This was before David was king, and he was fleeing. Saul was trying to kill him. And so this is the psalm that was a result of that. And verse 1, it begins, "Be merciful unto me, O God, be merciful unto me. For my soul trusteth in thee, yea, in the shadow of thy wings will I make my refuge, until these calamities be overpassed. I will cry unto God Most High, unto God that performeth all things for me. He shall send from heaven and save me from the reproach of him that would swallow me up, Selah. God shall send forth his mercy and his truth. My soul is among lions, and I lie even amongst them that are set on fire, even the sons of men, whose teeth are spears and arrows, and their tongue a sharp sword. Be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens, that thy glory be above all the earth. They have prepared a net for my steps. My soul is bowed down. They have digged a pit before me, into the midst whereof they are fallen themselves. Selah." Now, verse number 7 is very important. Why does he have his trust in God? In the midst of all these things that have been just listed, why is he still committed to God? Why is he still going forward? Verse 7, "My heart is fixed, O God. My heart is fixed. I will sing and give praise. Awake up, my glory. Awake, psaltery and harp. I myself will awake early. I will praise thee, O Lord, among the people. I will sing unto thee among the nations. For thy mercy is great unto the heavens, and thy truth unto the clouds. Be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let thy glory be above all the earth." And we look at the circumstances that David was in. Remember, he was running from Saul. He was a fugitive from Saul. He was being pursued for no reason, just for being there. Saul was jealous, and Saul was overcome with jealousy and hatred towards David. And he was just trying to do the right thing, but he was still being pursued. We look at all that he went through, and we see that his heart was not swayed, even though it was tempted to turn away from God, even though it was tempted to be overcome, still he did not give up. He said, "My heart is fixed." And instead of having a heart that was discouraged, a heart that was just completely overcome with what was going on and in despair, he is singing. He said, "My heart is fixed, O God, my heart is fixed. I will sing and give praise." And that's what I wanted to focus on today. Is your heart fully committed to God? No matter what happens, we need to do that. We say, "Well, of course I love God," but we never really, I love God, I'm committed to God, but we never really think of what if something it comes into our life that is negative. Maybe it's the death of a spouse or a loved one. Maybe it's a false accusation from somebody you lied about. There's so many times people are going through not expecting anything bad to happen to him. Now, am I saying that we walk around, "Well, I'm just waiting for the next bad thing to happen"? That's not what I'm saying. What I am saying, though, is that no matter what happens, that we don't have conditions on how settled our heart is towards God. It's that a heart is fixed means as the idea of being cemented in, this is where I have placed my heart, and this is where I'm going to be at. I'm not going to move from this spot. No matter what happens, no one, not anything in heaven or earth is going to move me from my commitment to God and my love for God and my serving God. No matter what happens, I'm going to sing and give praise to God because what I have now, even though what I'm going through is difficult, it's better than what I deserve. I deserve the pit of hell. I deserve that. But because of Jesus Christ shed blood, I have the privilege of serving the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Yes, the circumstances are difficult, but it's still better than I deserve. And so when we have this idea that our heart is fixed, just as it goes along with last week, for we need to guard our heart. Why? Then Proverbs said, because out of it are the issues of life. And so where is your heart? Is it committed to God today? Have you taken the time to consider, I'm committed to God no matter what. I am not a fair-weather Christian. I am a Christian that no matter what happens in my life, I'm still going to trust God. No matter how bad, how tragic, how hard the adversity, I am never going to turn back, even if it means giving my life. I will never turn back. I'll never deny Christ. I'll never turn back away from God. I will serve Him and love Him forever, no matter what. And that is the true hallmark of discipleship, of serving Christ. A heart that is committed, no matter what, I will do whatever you ask, Lord, and my heart is fixed. Can we say that today, that just like David, my heart is fixed? That was David's secret. We looked at the other night, I was preaching on David and Goliath, how to slay a giant. And that giant Goliath was standing on holy ground, was standing in the land of Judah. And David had a very defined boundary in his heart. His heart was fixed. Even as a young man, he had a very defined boundary in his heart that anything that stepped on that holy ground, he was going to destroy, he was going to get rid of. Do we have that same boundary in our heart? Is our heart so committed to God and we're closely walking with God that anything that steps into that arena is going to be destroyed because we don't want anything to get in the way of our relationship with God? Why? Because our heart is fixed. So consider that. Ask yourself that question today. Is my heart really fixed? If these different circumstances come into my life, will I still serve Him? You know, or do we have that, well, I'll serve God unless this happens? We can't have any unlesses or what ifs or buts. We must be fully, unconditionally surrendered to God. Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2 are very, very clear, especially verse number 2, where it talks about fear, and be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So there's no room there for things of this world or things entangled ourselves with the things of this life. But verse 1, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God. And here's the last part, which is your reasonable service. Having a heart fixed and committed to God is reasonable. It's reasonable. God has given us His Son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross in our place. It's only reasonable that we should be committed to Him. It's reasonable that we should serve Him. It's only reasonable. It's the only thing that makes sense in this life is to have your heart fully fixed. And if you have your heart fixed, that is going to do a great deal in protecting your heart first. And then as we look at in the coming weeks here, especially next week, we're going to look at what that fixing does. And what, when you place your heart squarely on the Lord's side and you're committed to Him, what that does for your heart and the direction of your heart and how God can use, God can touch your heart and use you in a special way. All right, well, I just wanted to thank you all for tuning in today. Don't forget to subscribe. You can subscribe on sermonaudio.com or rss.com, Spotify, or your podcast platform of your choice. We're on about 8 different podcast platforms right now. So we're just so thankful that the listenership has been growing. Thank you so much for listening. Also, we know the subscriber base has been going up, so please keep sharing and keep sharing it on social media or email or text, even through text message. You can send it to your friends. Hey, subscribe to this if this was a blessing to you. Maybe this episode specifically is something that you know someone is struggling with or someone that has had questions about this. Share it with them. That would be a blessing to them. Want to encourage you to do that. Well, thank you for tuning in today, and I'll see you next time.